LA from the A and swatch it. Learns to catch this vibe.
Yes, catch the vibe.
Every Wednesday,
well, guess what?
Don't forget to visit our website at lipstickandlies.com for all streaming platforms, events, and updates. That's lipstickandlies.com. Now sit back and relax and get ready for Lipstick and Lies, the podcast. Everybody lies.
Oh, it was because it was 9:07. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
It's just the two of us in the studio today.
Just the two of us.
We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
You and I.
You and I. LA and your love. And Swat Chick is in the building.
Swat Chick.
But welcome. It's Wednesday. We're bringing on Swat Chick.
Ma'am, where is your video?
Hey, hold on now.
Where is your video?
First of all, why you playing Teddy P in the background? Listen, hey, have some clothes on when you come. Put your shirt on, bro. Listen. It's all dark over there. Turn off the lights. Turn them on.
I need you to
get the video on. Yes, ma'am.
I don't know what you're doing, but get that video on.
Because we got, what's the end of the month. We got some things to talk about,
Yes, we got hot topics tonight. So that means we are talking about hot topics. Whatever's going on. Hot topics.
Because, you know. But
First of all, I'm LA from the A. That's me.
Oh, my bad.
Dang. Southwest Atlanta team, and it's your beach. Girl Yola, and I'm in the building.
What I was just saying though.
Y'all was saying how much fun y'all had this weekend.
Oh yeah, so shout out to Big Talk Big Game.
Big Talk Big Game in the building.
They had a live remote. You know, we're going to go represent.
Yes. Y'all shirts look good.
Thank you very much.
Good with a T. Nigga, G-O-O-D.
So they had a live remote at Double Scoop, which is a Black-owned ice cream parlor in Stonecrest. So if you have not been and you like to support Black businesses, you should check it out because that banana pudding ice cream was so good.
It's soft serve.
Yeah, the ice cream is really good.
I'm glad.
They're giving boosters a run for their money.
Okay, then, Black-owned ice cream parlor.
Yeah.
So. Oh, and it's a drive-thru.
Yeah, and they have a drive-thru. Yep, that's true.
You know you old when you like, hey, do they got butter pecan?
Oh, nah. Ew.
You know you old.
I don't like that.
I don't like it.
You old.
We.
Yeah, you.
We.
You.
You. All of us. We the new old people.
Nah. Speak for yourself.
We the new old people.
I don't know how many times we're going to tell you this.
We the new old people.
Anywho.
Yeah.
So, other than that, what we do for the weekend?
You went out with, it was a three-day weekend. I babysat. I got 12 new gray hairs. Y'all can't even see it.
I really just did some manifestation stuff.
Let's go. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
I didn't have no barbecue. I was mad. But listen, yeah, so I did not, I went to the restaurant, and I like the one downtown, but I guess it's still downtown. It's been a minute.
I never had it.
Collard greens are good, though.
You got to take me up there so I can see what's going on.
But you know what? I want to go back to Pascal's. I went to Pascal's last Thursday, and them Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, I like Brussels sprouts.
They were great.
Shout out to Brussels sprouts.
Mm-hmm. I made some last night.
Okay. I love roasted Brussels sprouts. Yes, baby.
Yeah, that's great.
Only way to make it. Mm-hmm. What you had going on, Swat Chick? We see you remote. We see you calling in.
Yeah, yeah, what's up? I'm at the beach. I had to do a little.
At the beach or the bank. Catch her at the beach or the bank.
Let's go. Down left the move to the money move. So listen, y'all better go get y'all merch.
Merch. Y'all better go get y'all lipstick and lies.
Lipstickandlies.com.
I don't got my cup, but.
To the store and get your merch.
ASAP. ASAP.
Get a shirt, get a hat, get a cup, get something.
Get something. Get support. Fun. Support. Black-owned businesses.
Your support does not come with a discount, so no.
Never ask that. Codes. Y'all don't go ask Walmart and Target and Macy's and Bloomingdale's and Neiman Marcus and Louis Vuitton. And what else don't never go on sale? Ralph Lauren. Well, they do go on sale sometimes. Don't ask us.
Mm-mm. So no.
I mean, the price already low enough.
No, that's right. So you at the beach, and then what else you had going on? How long you been there? Okay, Myrtle Beach. We see you, Myrtle Beach.
I'm coming next time.
I've been since yesterday, last night, really.
Okay.
I'm coming next time.
So you just said fuck work. Oh, okay.
Don't put yourself.
I did. Don't worry about me, sweetheart. Don't worry about me, sweetheart. No, I'm just playing. So you just said forget work.
This is a paid vacation, but I don't really. Lately I was taking days off and not doing nothing, and I was just like, that's enough of that.
Yeah.
Take my
I'm glad you better go. You better go somewhere if you want to be somebody. Just wake up and pay attention. We want to be changing faces so bad. No. Listen, that ain't even
work. Oh, Jesus. Police, what's going on in the world, though? What's
everything
going on, man? All this stuff I don't see, y'all. I know y'all like, what in
There's
the
a lot
world?
Of stuff going on. Man, so listen. Much drama in the world, baby. Can't nobody feel your pain.
All right, so let's look at this. According to the Shade Room, Danny Lee was arrested on 3 felony charges for DUI, hit and run.
Yes, I saw that.
Allegedly dragged
a moped
for a block before the police stopped her. Good Lord.
She was real drunk.
I don't know what she was drinking. What was her
Casamigos.
Food? Hold on. First of all, I don't even know how that's how you spell moped.
You know.
But where was
her
drinking? You paying money now. So where was your crew at to keep you from driving?
No, because they was drunk too. They didn't even know she had left.
So basically their caption says, according to TMZ, Danny Lee was arrested on Tuesday morning in Miami Beach, where she allegedly hit someone on a motorized scooter. Witnesses say the singer was swerving in and out of lanes before hitting the pedestrian. She allegedly dragged the moped for about a block before someone flagged down a police officer. Danny reportedly failed a field sobriety test and later failed a breathalyzer test. The officer claimed she blew nearly twice the legal limit. Wow. And as a result, this is where she's at. In jail.
But no bail. She don't have a bail. No bond, no bail.
They haven't said that. I don't think you get one for that.
For a DUI?
Yeah.
Oh, they talking about a DWI or a DUI? Because the sentencing guidelines are different. Okay, yeah, DWI is the worst one. Shout out to your yellow bone in jail. Good luck. Good luck.
Y'all ain't gonna let her
down.
She said
what?
Yellow bone.
I ain't saying nothing.
She said yellow bone. No, I'm talking about Danny Lee called herself that.
Oh.
But Little Mermaid came out.
Yes, and the top selling black woman, yes.
How about that?
When did 100 or something? I can't remember.
I don't even remember the numbers because I caught it on Thursday.
Oh, you wanna watch? Oh, you had kids, yeah. So why is there controversy of little boys going to see Little Mermaid though? Why is that?
Because y'all make everything a controversy. Hell, you go.
The original Little Mermaid was a cartoon, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I could have sworn cartoons was for everybody.
Right. So
they so sensitive to it. This is a hypersensitive I'm gonna say what I want to say, society.
Listen,
you can say what you want to say, but better not nobody go against what you want to say without you feeling like you want to go up. Oh, you're being passive aggressive. Like, chill.
No, this internet then gave this good internet that was created then gave everybody a rites of passage. Everybody feel like they can say whatever they want to say.
Yeah.
Stuff that they wouldn't normally say if they didn't have the internet.
Yeah, but you are entitled to say what you want to say.
Right.
You can.
That's it. It shouldn't bother me. But everybody feel like their opinion is the right opinion.
But that's the thing, like you just said, everybody feel like their opinion is the right opinion. And now they got to go get a team.
Because first y'all don't want
them. Of course.
First y'all don't want. So what Little Mermaid, what happened when the little boy watched Little Mermaid? You want to be a mermaid?
Nothing.
Like, what's the problem?
People want to sexualize everything.
What's the problem?
They want to make it seem like this is gay. This is
because I'm grown and I seen Little Mermaid. Because if you tell me I'm too old to see Little Mermaid, you better shut up.
So what's wrong with the little girls going to see Transformers?
Ain't nothing wrong with little girls going to see Transformers.
But that's what I'm saying. It's
all girls going to see Spider-Man.
He-Man.
Nothing wrong with a little girl wanting to see Spider-Man.
It's not. There's nothing wrong with it at all. So, again, so it shouldn't be nothing wrong with the little girls going to see the Little Mermaid.
What's wrong with y'all grown people doing?
Now, speaking of inappropriate, though.
What was inappropriate?
I saw a video, and I meant to send it to y'all.
With a girl's
little girl had to be about 5 years old, maybe a little bit younger. Was on her dad's phone and she went live on his phone. Why he's standing in the background with a t-shirt on and no draw? So his penis just hanging.
What?
I'm like, why? That's all on Twitter. Why? First of all, why you don't have any pants on?
The Twitch
and people that was in the comments was normalizing that, and I'm like, no, at that age, she knows what genitalia is. You know what I'm saying? Like, she don't. She should not.
How did she go live?
She had his phone.
Like, I'm saying she knew how to work it.
Girl, 1 year old know how to work these phones.
Kids know how to work.
Yeah, it tripped me out. I'm like, bruh, why you ain't got clothes on? Like, why you got a shirt on but don't have no drawers on?
So why that wasn't no problem?
No, I think it's a problem.
No, I'm saying why didn't the internet, if they got a problem with a little boy watching Little Mermaid, why they didn't have a problem with that?
No, so a lot of people did, but some people were trying to normalize it, saying that it's not an issue. Mm-hmm. And then they did another video where a little boy was on live as well. You could tell he had to be about 3 years old, two or three, and he was on live on his mom phone and had her naked, but all, I mean just naked, all in the picture. Mm.
That ain't no better. It don't matter. If it's
not. It is not. Mm. You know, like. Certain things just need to be censored.
Certain things do need to be
censored. But let's move on. So did y'all see Art Bar Tick Feet?
Listen, let's move on.
She got three toes and two pinkies.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't even want to talk about it.
We're not going to talk about Valerie today.
Okay.
What up,
Val? Hey, it's current news.
What's up, Val?
It's only entertainment. She posted it herself.
She did, and she was like, it's so many people that got the same feet.
I ain't never seen that before.
All I'm saying, keep your shoes on. Next topic.
Socks. I'm going to take your shoes off.
We ain't going to body shame her.
Oh, we're not. But, I mean, it still was funny. She the one that posted it. She good with
my
it.
My toes don't look like that.
Either,
okay, so that's what I'm saying.
Hey, she get comfortable. She liked it. We love it. I was just asking if y'all seen it.
Clip, but you know what? The more folks get used to attention, the more stuff that y'all gonna start seeing that them do, just to get attention. Cause next thing you know, somebody gonna have three titties out on live. They gonna have three titties on live.
They'll do anything for clout.
They do anything for clout. And guess what? Y'all watching it. And y'all clicking the hearts. Y'all clicking hearts. And y'all coming. And they don't know the difference. This man said he's going to be here by 9:30. Lord help us, Jesus. But anyway, so what else happened? Let me see what else went on.
So because it's Pride Month officially.
Oh, okay. This is Pride Month?
Yeah.
Happy Pride.
Well, starting tomorrow is the official Pride.
Okay. Well, Happy Pride starting tomorrow.
Correct. So now Target will no longer.
We recording.
Yeah.
Hell, you couldn't hand me a snack from that way.
Leave that fruit here.
I mean, you could. She tried to tell me about Pride.
I mean, it's okay.
Okay, let me see what the snack is. Okay. So it's Pride. Pride start tomorrow.
Correct. So now Target will be, they are not, now people are going to boycott any company that is supporting Pride Month.
Why?
Why? Because I guess these new liberals, they think they don't, you know, they gonna boycott any company for 30 days if they support Pride.
Wow.
Who's doing that?
The people.
People.
The Pride people.
Listen.
They boycotting the Pride or boycotting the people boycotting the Pride?
No.
You can't have a conversation if you ain't on camera. So either you gonna be on camera and talk. Well, you can't talk.
You can't be on camera with the one dread right here.
It's gone.
You cut it.
It's gone.
No, I'm talking about.
I ain't kidding. I got drunk, and then I couldn't move, and it took advantage of me. It had me all messed up and took my little pride off my face.
I'm excited for your life.
You
look at you.
My life.
Look at you.
How y'all doing?
Lipstick and Lies.
Lipstick and Lies.
This is Chopper.
Michael Willis.
Now you're Michael Willis.
You smell like alcohol. You been drinking.
I don't drink that much.
But you drunk.
On Memorial
That's why you
Day, I get drunk.
This. Yep.
Yeah,
okay.
You gotta get drunk on Memorial.
So anyway, so Pride is, so are you going to be boycotting Target? Because I know y'all like Target.
No, it's
the liberals are going to be boycotting Target.
Correct. They're going to boycott any company like Nike. It's a lot. It's Nike, Target, Kohl's, any company that's in the past supported Pride. They are now going to boycott.
I'm a liberal. I'm not boycotting none of that. I'll be going to pay. I'm going to Target tomorrow on purpose. Because, I mean, I don't know if I got a reason. Actually, I do got a reason to Target. I'm going to Target tomorrow on purpose. I ain't boycotting.
I mean...
That's stupid. Well, people can't have pride. People can have pride if they want to have pride.
You know what? We finna boot you out.
Oh.
You smacking and everything.
Yeah, you don't smack because you drunk. Okay. So, well, because that's the I know you fucking line,
man,
right
listen.
There. So we gonna just go.
Now I got one for you.
Yeah, we got.
So we
got
finna
one.
Go ahead and get on to this next segment to the
to the
I know you effing line. So, y'all stay tuned for a quick second.
All right.
Did you see that?
So,
how that happen?
Did she have her pad on backwards?
That's why I'm
saying she didn't have no drawers on. The only thing that was holding that bug up.
But is it real? I don't even think it's real, right?
It can't be.
But again, anything for clout, anything for that clickbait.
Because even.
But it's funny. That's a I know you effing line.
But come on now, don't act like we ain't seen none of the videos though, where the girl might be dancing in the club, and she twerking and all that stuff, and then tissue done fell out. We done seen all kinds of stuff. So I ain't even gonna say that it ain't real because
we have seen the video. That's crazy. Yeah.
Well, have y'all seen the video that went viral where the girl wearing white was twerking on the guy?
And he said she stank. Her pussy stank.
He was telling me, man.
Oh.
Baby, that would be so embarrassing. That would be so embarrassing.
She would have had to move. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Man, listen. At least they ain't show her face.
Yeah.
But it was on World Star Hip Hop when y'all World Star Hip Hop. When the girl digged in her butt and then smelled her hand when she was inside the T-Mobile store. Anyway, that girl was from my hometown. And that happened in my hometown. And I was just like, hey. I'm not saying nobody's name, but I'm just saying like people catch you doing stuff all the time. Well, so that girl smelling bad in the club. I mean, I don't know, man. Somebody know what I'm trying to say is somebody know that man and somebody know who that girl was. The people in their hometown know who he was talking about. That's why I said, so when we see videos, we don't know the people. Somebody in the internet know these people.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's still all bad.
Yeah, it's all bad.
But why you had them little bitty clothes on, you knew you had bacterial vaginosis.
Listen,
it's getting too hot outside. You're going to have to put it on a tampon or something. I don't know. So you said you can't go to the club if you got BV?
No, sit your ass down.
You can go to the club, you just can't dance.
I mean, you gotta put on tights or something.
Nah, you don't need no tights on. You need
wrap that up.
You don't need nothing that's gonna create no bacteria.
Yeah, breathe.
You need to just sit at home on the couch.
Yeah, let it breathe.
Get you some alum.
Get you some apple cider vinegar. Bring you a spoonful of apple cider vinegar and a teaspoon of garlic and a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar, baby. Get your life together.
Cranberry juice and sit down and look at Lifetime.
Yeah, pure cranberry juice.
So you can't go nowhere.
You gotta drink this stuff.
A lot of people don't think that you get bacteria. They be thinking like they don't know if you have multiple sexual partners that could affect your pH.
Absolutely. A lot of stuff can affect your pH.
A lot of stuff can affect your pH.
So, I mean,
but sleeping with having unprotected sex with a lot of different niggas can affect your pH.
Yeah, it can.
Well, don't say a lot of different guys. It could be the girl.
It could be your same dude,
though. Let's be real. And that, the guy, because most men cheat, because black women don't cheat.
He ain't even got to be that, though.
He could be just dirty. I'm pretend like I ain't even in the house with
him. He could just be dirty. Like, let's be real. You know what I'm saying? Say what?
I was just talking. Don't keep on.
You drunk.
Man,
how you going to be a school teacher and drunk?
School teacher get drunk? You know, school teachers, they get drunk. As you do, you know you get drunk now. We don't do nothing else. You get drunk.
Stage left.
Okay, so we just gonna shoot off the hip on some random topics today.
Yeah, what's hot topics
today?
What's
hot in these streets and what's not in these streets? We just talking about things.
So let's address it. Is the $40 making a comeback since we have an inflation going on?
See that, yeah. So this is what she said. So we want to know. The people want to know.
So we did call an old man today.
Okay.
An old man was called for reference.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
An old man said, if the woman got a lot of kids, and if she not a virgin, she should not expect more than $40.
If she got a lot of kids, and she not a virgin.
That's what he said. And she got to be bad. This is what he said. She
got to
look nice. He, oh, you old? How much are you paying these days?
Paying for what?
Conversation.
Nothing.
Oh, let me see.
That's obvious. Nothing.
Yeah, she got it. She got it, folks. She got it. She got it. She got it. That's what I'm talking about.
So are you saying he's not getting any, or are you saying?
You know what?
I'm saying both.
Yeah, that's what he said. Both. There it is. Both. I'm both. I'm both.
He married. He said he ain't even paying $40 unless you're a virgin. He cheap, ain't he? Cause the other old man paying rent money for a little time.
I'm gonna need the old man you spoke to step his game up.
Man, listen, you know they just lying. Anyway, first of all, they be lying.
Somebody put on their Facebook the other day, make $40 great again.
What's your slogan? Make pussy expensive again.
So, I just want to know, $40 hard to come by. And let me tell you what he said. He said, if you got a bill and he give you $40, you $40 closer than what you was before he got with you. So, I ain't nothing to play with. You know what I'm saying? I'm something to be with. Listen, I'm trying to tell y'all.
So, look, L.A. got a shirt, too. You and your $40.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Straight.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
She know the people involved because we had a $40 conversation. This is how the shirt even came about. It was a $40 conversation. Mm-hmm. And these same old men like, okay, this $40 is $40 more than what you had.
I mean,
and if you think about it, hold on, let's
be real.
Ain't nobody doing nothing for that.
Let's do the math. The man said, how much is minimum wage?
Boy, get out of here.
How much is minimum wage? Hold on. How much is minimum wage? I don't know. Okay, let's just say minimum wage $10.
Okay.
It's high. Next.
You gonna go work for 1 hour for $10. They said you getting $40 for 12 minutes. This is what the men say. Listen.
So your performance trash if you getting minimum wage, hey, first of all.
Hey. Oh, I'm saying.
Well, how you get in?
That's a player. That's a player.
You trash.
But
you trash.
What I'm saying.
You basic.
LA.
Basically.
Swat chick. What I'm trying to tell y'all.
Go on the right hand.
You get $40 for 12 minutes. How many 12 minutes in an hour?
You know what?
You a doctor now. Now you a doctor. You know what I'm saying?
And you trying to figure out why your pH is
on that. It's because of you. It's because of you, man. So, I'm just trying to tell y'all the $40 is coming back because don't nobody want to work for $10 an hour.
She got all that for me.
All right, tell me.
All the $40 going to do is fill my tank up.
That's what. That's the first. That's the first 12 minutes. But when you,
it won't even fill mine up.
That's the first 12 minutes. Then you get that second 12 minutes. That $40 can go to something else.
He ain't even gonna last. The first two.
That $40 can go somewhere else. That $40 can go somewhere else. You understand what I'm saying?
Listen, so listen, when I come in the door. Okay, you getting some NyQuil in your drink.
Oh, maybe you can. Hold on. The opinions of SWAT Chick do not reflect the opinions of Lipstick and Lies. We are not going to jail.
Say hello,
you.
Cookie.
Yeah.
What?
What's
hello?
Up? Hello? What? Ring, ring.
What? Girl, got something to tell you. You fired.
Hold on.
You
I don't want to say.
No,
what girl?
Fired. Dang. Done.
I'm fired.
Got to call the heater.
Ring, ring.
Nope. I don't want to do it no more.
Hello, Cookie. Okay, fine.
Nope.
Dang.
You messed it up.
Dang. No, you supposed to jump in and say, you remember old boy from last? Yeah. From last night.
I can't do everybody's part.
No, that was my part. Your part was ring, ring. Oh, answer the phone, Cookie.
No.
That we must say. Oh, okay.
You
going
to voicemail now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Click over. You don't change subject.
Now I'm sad.
Click over.
Now
Rick
I'm
Ross,
sad.
Neighbors.
Oh, how much money did Rick Ross pay Fayetteville?
I don't know, but he done messed up the power line and had 200 residents
without power.
Without power today.
But
no, yeah, it was today. Earlier today.
But let's look at this. Yeah. He is charging $300. To go to his house as a spectator, not even to enter your car.
Yard.
$300.
I'm not paying $300 to park in your yard.
The hot girl. Hey, listen. The scammers are out. They out scamming this week. Because next week, they're going to be at Rick Ross' house just to say they was there at the Promised Land. But for $300, that ain't even including parking. Listen, that's the entry fee. Listen,
you got it. You can't knock the hustle. That is the sweet.
That is the sweet lick. This is a lick. He is making money on top of money on. Then you're gonna buy something while you're there, like a drink or something, because you're gonna be hot and hungry. So he got vendors. He charging them to be on the land. He charging people to enter their cars into the land. How much money y'all giving these folks that win?
You know what? That's why he didn't care nothing about the city of Fayetteville finding him. He knew what he was
going to
make.
Yeah. He's like, baby, this is lit. This is a lit. This is like $1 million right here, tax-free.
Yep.
Tax-free.
Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, they should be thanking him, because let's just keep it a book. They ain't really getting no money like that in that city, in that county.
But they busy. That right. Road is so busy on Saturday.
I mean, it's more than one way to get to
it. It is. National, right? It's off of that. You can go off of Old National. I mean, you can go off of Flat Show.
Yeah. When Holyfield stayed out there, we just went straight out.
This ain't Holyfield House no more. You could tell that. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah, you could definitely tell.
Because Holyfield would never have people parking on the lawn.
He had to. He had all his wives on the lawn. You know what I'm saying? Everybody trying to see what Coming to America was like. You know, we had Coming to America in Atlanta. We got Wakanda in Atlanta. I mean, hey.
Who?
Atlanta is that place.
So, all I want to know is, are y'all going?
Absolutely not.
You going, SWAT chick? You a rapper?
Just tune into the drop. We going to have our own car show.
Oh, okay.
It'll be televised. Oh, so we
okay.
About it.
Okay. You know. Are we going to give away prize money?
You ain't even got to pay.
Oh, man. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, okay. Because, you know, I didn't want to pick that.
Did you
want to
talk about child support?
I did want to talk about child support, but Joe ain't called yet.
Man, we ain't got
Joe ain't called in yet. He said he want to talk about child support. He said he want to talk about the $40. He want to talk about, because I
first
posted
of all, he's not a member. He don't even have a membership.
But,
so what
look,
on him for?
But here we go, right here. He ain't a member either. So listen,
but he showed
I had put on my Facebook page that every man is a liar. It was a scripture in the Bible, Romans 3:4. So this man called me, and it ain't talking about men or women. It was just something that we was talking about with Big Talk Big Game, right?
Right.
I tagged him. Now I'm debating people. You know they was talking about mankind. Oh, you know the Bible was written by.
Leave me alone. Right. We don't need your input. We understand. We know. We know.
I said, what?
Hit dog Tyler, though.
But then
he literally went and said, look at your post.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then they coming back. He like, well it's the scripture in Psalms 116. But I wasn't talking about Psalms 116. I'm talking about Romans 3:4.
Men's bruising, like, oh, okay. Okay.
But that's what I don't get. Like, if you put some on your page, y'all done put stuff on y'all page and somebody wants to debate with you so bad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Of course.
Why?
Because everybody think their opinion matter.
I think the hit dog holler is probably the most.
I mean, if it resonates with you, then hey.
Or they really, you know what I'm saying, they mad because they hit dog.
You're not even making sense right now.
That's what I mean. Like, they were upset.
It's the alcohol. I don't even know what you was drinking. Was it brown or light?
Was it straight or chased?
That brown take you down.
That brown will take pound town. Booty hole, bro. Hey.
Hey. Okay, so according to the Daily Loud,
okay, what happened at the Daily Loud?
There's a video that resurfaces of former Chick-fil-A boss Dan Cathy suggesting white people should just get on their hands and knees to shine black people's shoes for all the racism that plagues our country. What y'all think about that?
I agree.
That's racist.
Well, I mean, I it's an analogy, and so, you know what I mean? I can flow with the analogy that they do need to, you know, give out reparations, or, you know what I'm saying, something, you know what I mean, in retrospect to, you know, some of the stuff, or... It ain't necessarily reparation, but it needs to be some form of reparation in the sense of helping motherfuckers get together and do some good shit.
Okay, pick me. Pick me, though.
No, they need to just give us what's due. Okay, just so like if they give us everybody else.
I'm if they saying. Give us reparation, what is Ray Ray gonna do with the reparation?
Well, that's why you can't just give them. You can't just go ahead and give Ray Ray a big dollar amount. That way you gotta actually do reparations right.
You learned that wrong thing.
You can't do dollar amount. You gotta do some type
Hold
of.
Hold on, we can't hear you, Ree. What you say? I mean, Swatchy. What you say?
I said in the words. Saturday the Entertainer, all that's gonna do is make Cadillac the number one.
Exactly. Period.
Who cares?
Period.
Cadillac.
They gonna go buy Cadillac some stuff Who they cares? Can't even pronounce.
Who cares though? Why are we worried about what other people gonna do?
I'm not worried about it. I want them to be smart.
You know they got right. They can walk all day long and fuck up some shit.
We can walk all day long. It ain't even, it's not about that at all.
This company is $1 trillion in, more than $1 trillion in debt. I don't even know how many zeros that is.
If
I do
Asians
not.
Asians can get money.
We should.
Hispanic, too. Latino can get money.
Well, they don't get money. They
Indian.
Get
sorry.
We're not talking
no
to you.
No need to apologize.
We're not talking to you.
Huh?
They get money, but us.
Maybe, so know, why maybe, not? Maybe. Nobody's talking about how they spend their money. Who cares? Well, give us what's due. Give us what's due.
They get help, you know what I'm saying? When they get brought over here, they get like assistance that we don't get. You know what I mean? As we already over here need some help. They bring these folks over here, setting them up a good business. These folks got Chinese stores and gas stations and all of a sudden, you know what I mean, nail shops. They just how you automatically set up like that? You know what I'm saying?
So you saying if you Vietnamese, they automatically give you a nail shop.
I'm just saying they got. That's racist. I'm trying to say that these folks is getting some help from government.
Of course they are.
Because how they can approve for the loan like that? Like it ain't just easy. They can approve somebody giving them money.
Exactly.
Right. They getting set up.
Okay, so should we talk to our government? Should we be boycotting?
I mean, all of it is based off all that. But anyway,
so what do y'all think about? We won't give us free,
and we don't need to worry about how people gonna spend their money. If they spend their money in stupid, it's gonna come back. Karma's a bitch. We already know that. It's gonna come back. So it is what it is. Like we ain't. That's not what I listen. What we've gone through, what our people have gone through, and how we, you know, we all immigrants have built this country.
Mm-hmm.
Give us what's due.
Give us free.
It don't matter about what we spending it on.
But then you gotta be for real, like, you know what I'm saying? What the real issue is, you know what I'm saying, is
yeah,
that if you give them all this money, what they gonna do with it? Are they gonna spend it on revenge?
Who gives a damn what they gonna spend it on?
If they spend it on revenge, I'm pretty sure they ain't gonna get it.
Nobody, we don't even think like that.
Okay.
We are not those people. We don't think like that.
I feel you, but some folks be hot now.
It's so, stage.
So, left. But can we go back to Rick Ross for 1 second? I just was going to ask y'all, what was him and DJ Envy getting into?
It Rick Ross was he always into it with somebody.
Because what?
It was the guy Gunplay who used to be with Rick Ross. Because I get what Envy was trying to say. Because
what was he trying to say? I didn't understand what was going on.
Okay, so they were having an interview, and basically Rick Ross was talking about how he bought Meek Mill, one of Meek Mill's houses that's in Georgia, and how Rick Ross supports everybody around him. So then you got Gunplay, him and his wife recently had a GoFundMe up because he has a sick daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So in a sense, where he was trying to go, but he really didn't take it there, was why you not helping this man? Why this man got to have a GoFundMe up?
Okay.
So he didn't take it there, but Gunplay got wind of what he was saying, and he ain't no dummy. He put two and two together, and he was like, "Why are you talking about me and my wife?" So Envy, you know, trying to play dumb and was like, well, I didn't say nothing about you and your wife. I just said y'all had a GoFundMe up. But we can read between the lines. What you trying to say is, why Rick Ross ain't helping you out?
Right, right.
If you supposed to be Rick Ross' right-hand man, why you got a GoFundMe up? And I kind of agree.
So, but why... But why did Gunplay record their conversation? Because I did. And so that's what I'm saying. So people are doing that now, though. They recording your conversations.
And that's why people don't be wanting to. That's why. And I'm one of them ones, too. I be like, I don't want to talk via text.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Don't call me. Like, we can meet up and we can talk. Yeah. Sometimes meeting up and talking is not about being confrontational.
But now that.
I don't trust you.
But now they recording you while you talking too, like in person. Like, you really need to start telling people, don't record me. Like, are you recording this when you meet up? Up in court
anyway, because especially if you're doing it out there in the audience.
Right. Are you recording me? So, because I heard Gunplay going off on Envy, and I was like, what? Why he got beef? Like they don't even seem like a beef to have. Like, so it's all because.
It's not really a beat to have, but he just felt like what was you trying to say? Like, why you even bring me up? You know what I'm saying? And Envy was like, because you made a GoFundMe. It was news. Yeah, it was news, but you didn't have to put, you know what I'm saying? It was like one of those things where it's like, but why you trying to connect dots?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but I get where they were going with it. You know what I'm saying? They were interviewing basically Rick Ross, you know, he throwing money around. Like I said, he paid for Meek Mill's $1 million mansion. Why you ain't throw your mans in them some money?
But why is he, did he buy it to help Meek Mills, or he bought it for Meek Mills to live in?
Well, I mean,
or like, what was the situation?
No, Meek Mill had a house here in Atlanta with Georgia, and I guess he wasn't in the house or, I don't know really what the situation is with the house, but he put the house up for sale.
Oh, okay.
So,
because he said he never coming back to Atlanta. Meek Mill said he never was coming back here to live.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? I think he's trying to say Meek Mills needed money. He was selling the house, and so Rick Ross said, you know what I'm saying? So
do you even know who Meek Mill? What do Meek Mill sing?
How old do you think? What are you trying to talk about? I know who Meek Mill is. What kind of question is that?
What do he rap?
What do you
what is it? What is one of his songs?
I don't know the name of the song, but you know, the shit hot. When this shit come on, everybody go crazy. I don't even know. I can't think of the harmony right now. You know what I'm saying?
Hold up, wait a minute.
You're right.
Y'all thought I was being it. Yeah. We're not about that Ethan Martin. Y'all thought it was lit. Oh, okay.
What is it, Dream and Nightmare?
That's the heat. You don't even know.
That's the heat.
Well,
you
don't even know.
Y'all heard about the Tasha K and Jess Hilarious beef.
Who Tasha K into it with now?
Jess Hilarious.
For what?
Because Jess Hilarious shaded her on on the, what's that she on? What she been on the Breakfast Club.
Who on the Breakfast Club?
Jess.
Oh.
Jess Hilarious is now, she took Angela Yee's spot.
Well, it's not official yet.
Girl.
They might as well let Jess Hilarious.
They might as well call us.
Hey,
Listen. Okay, no shade on you, Jess. So, what she said about Tasha K?
You have to listen to the
play
the insert.
It.
But Tasha K went in on her too, though. Yeah. Okay, let me find it with Jess.
But Tasha K needs to go ahead and give the monies up to Cardi B.
Oh, that's what it was. So basically, what they were talking about was Tasha. She filed bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were talking about on the Breakfast Club today, and I guess that's when it was. And let me look for it real quick. But yeah, that's what they was doing. And so she had some like little soft shade. It wasn't nothing, you know what I'm saying?
But that's what comedians do. Comedians give a little soft shade.
So
when you in the blogging and doing entertainment.
But Tasha K went back, you know.
She talked about Jess before she got her butt done.
Nah, she was talking about her health. She ain't got no edges.
Main purses, cars, clothes, engagement ring, and business-related properties all totaled out to $58,595.56.
sometimes you gotta hit people in the Wi-Fi area, like take away their platform. If she's broken, you can't take nothing from them. What else can you take?
And what's crazy about filing Chapter 11 bankruptcy? It doesn't mean anything because the bankruptcy court could deny you.
I mean, she probably wouldn't be able to even afford Wi-Fi actually. So don't even take it because with $95, I mean, damn.
But she started a subscription page.
On the internet, we don't even care about you. None of these people are going to help you in this situation.
But that's today's era, which is very sad. People chase clout, and sometimes, what's the thing we say? Nobody cares about
the truth and the lying one.
Yeah, that's the problem. But sometimes you got to tap their pockets so they stop lying.
Yeah, I just want people to care more about their actual real lives than they do a bunch of people who don't care anything about them. Mm-hmm. YouTube and watch you. Like, all they're doing now is laughing.
Live off of this app for a while and, embrace real life. It's really out there.
This is real. Chapter 11 bankruptcy, owing somebody $4 million, that's real life.
This is
real. Your wages getting garnished, that's real life.
Right.
And it was off.
So then what Tasha K say?
So what y'all think about this, first of all?
Well,
I really don't feel like she said nothing wrong.
I don't either.
Y'all didn't hear the last thing she said in the comments. Everybody was like, oh, because she was like, Charlamagne finished talking.
She said live off this app for a while.
And then he started talking, and then when he stopped, she was like, she did the old, Tink type thing. Yeah. You know how we do. You know what I'm saying?
Thing.
Yeah, right. She did that. It was real subtle. It was real subtle, you know what I'm saying? But still,
you old party. It's all facts.
Right.
Of course.
You've now started selling, like, your breaking news for a subscription fee on YouTube.
Right.
On your page. So you're making money under our business name. You filed bankruptcy under your name, on your personal name, but you're still making money. Yeah. She's still making money.
But I mean, hey.
She shouldn't have lied and
said look at it as chess or you look at it as chess. What she said? Checkers. Because at the end of the day.
What she say about the girl? She had herpes or something. What did she say about Cardi B?
I think it was that. I think it was Cardi had herpes or something.
Yeah.
It was devastating. But instead of you doing a retraction or whatever they call it.
You wanted to keep going with the story.
Yeah, you kept going with
you
it.
You so kept
Cardi,
going with it.
Okay, bet. Since you want to keep, and she kept going back and forth with Cardi. So Cardi sued her.
Yeah,
and
it was valid because Cardi won. And even after Cardi winning, it's like, bitch, you just won't shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying?
So you found another way. You found a different avenue to still talk about people's business. Because she had that interview with the girl who was supposed to be Tasha from SK.
She did do that video.
Yeah, with girlfriend.
Yeah, she did.
But I'm not going to pay you to get that information. So, baby, it won't get heard. Then nobody talk about it because guess what? Ain't nobody paid you for that lukewarm tea. Like, it wasn't that hot.
But I don't see nothing wrong with just hilarious. She like, get off the app for a little while. Live life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think that people, once they have, it's kind of like you get the big head because you've been doing this one avenue so long, you don't know how to humble yourself.
Yeah. Because she got a name for the people that's following her and everything. Baby, you ain't nobody but a damn inquirer. I'm going to write it down. Okay. She's the inquirer. You out here just spreading it. But people listen to you because they want to hear some gossip about somebody else too.
For sure.
Because people love to hear the negative. So,
All right.
For sure. All I'm gonna say is, if you get wind of this thing, please don't come for us.
Please come back. I know your address, baby. We'll pull up. Cause the bankruptcy got your address, baby. That's public record, baby. We'll pull up.
This some real Atlanta shit. You don't want.
We'll pull up over there. Like, and what was that you had said?
And had them put the boot back on your car.
Right. What you had said, we'll call the boot girls to get it done, won't we?
Get it done.
We'll call the boot girls to get it done.
But yeah.
So but you didn't let us hear what she said.
I was trying to find it. I don't know if it moved, like it might have been deleted.
Oh, she probably did because she didn't want another lawsuit, baby. You can't afford it. See?
Yeah, I think they deleted it.
Oh. I would have deleted it.
In real life.
In real life. Oh. Oh. Posting.
That's crazy.
Posting thing.
They taking this internet too serious, man. You see, so like you said, you thought you could say what you wanted to say.
I just seen a video.
You thought you could say what you wanted to say. All
they showed the dude coming in the house. And they said he didn't come home, so his girlfriend called his PO.
Oh, that's been happening. Hold on, that's been happening. Wait a minute. Hold on. That's been happening. What year was that?
Girl, listen.
What year was it?
I gotta go charge this. I gotta charge.
What you gotta charge?
The computer. That's funny though.
That's me. And low down.
He wants you to put the link on there so he can come up here and say something.
He decided
Joe wanna come on.
He got to make it home and she done went and called the PO.
She called the PO.
Oh man, that road. Can I live?
So, but anyway, listen. Cause what? Yeah, you can take it off. But check it.
That is whoop that.
It's so much drama in the world, baby. See. Can't nobody ease my pain. Listen, Sabrina. I mean, swatch it.
Swatch it. And I'm back.
Check it.
Listen, man, I'm just excited, y'all. Keep tuning in to this thing live. We got some stuff that's about to pop off, like, for real. And we're going to keep this thing always authentic, okay? So we was thinking about it. I know I supposed to talk to y'all about it. We're going to do it, though, about editing and all that stuff. We still going to edit, but I think, you know,
I think
it's just best that we keep it uncensored and raw.
I think so, too.
And I think everybody else want to edit their stuff and want to make it look all nice and fancy and cute. We gonna get to the fancy and cute, but I think that's our thing: keeping it raw, keeping it
funky, keeping it for the folks in the back,
the bloopers, everything.
And we going, since you off work so bad, Swatch it. We going to the rooftop on Friday. Are you gonna go or not? You going to the rooftop on Friday?
Hey,
7 o'clock. We at the rooftop at 7 o'clock.
Spiked lemonade and French fries.
Period.
Spiked lemonade and French fries.
Period. I don't want no fries though. I'm not
fries. Listen, girl, what you time at?
I don't want no.
You already know.
But y'all check Chopper out though. Chopper just got his haircut.
What?
Chopper got a haircut, y'all. Chopper is the man who taught us the theory for if you get outside of this square, then you fuck around and find out. He did that math equation on the board not too long ago. I put a mark down just so y'all know. Oh, and we are still giving away money. Oh, yeah. But here's the thing.
Ain't nobody do it.
Y'all did
not
do what y'all was supposed to do. You have to follow Lipstick and Lies. You have to engage in the conversation week one, week two, week three, and the fourth week. These are the requirements that was said.
If y'all don't follow and do what y'all supposed to do to get this money,
the money just roll on. Yeah, well, no. Well, no. That's the blow it at the strip club. More money to blow.
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Listen, we just talked about people. Y'all were just talking about spending money.
Don't tell us how to spend the money that these folks can give.
Just doing it for no reason. Just like,
we going to spend money.
I don't think I said it to you, Swat Chick, but what you about to say?
I was telling the people on Podbean that they can win the money too.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all can win the money. Just listen every week.
So did y'all see the girl who had the prom?
Oh, yeah.
Send off. That looked like the actual prom. And they said that the parents was saving their money for college. But she got accepted to UCLA full ride scholarship. So they decided to throw the party.
I still feel like there was a little bit irresponsible.
Did you see it?
I didn't see it, but
Just stand by. When you see it, you're gonna be like,
listen,
I'm gonna send it to both of y'all. So when you see it,
okay, y'all wait, I got a topic though, real quick. Go ahead. I'm gonna need y'all grown people to stop with the lotto. Rip me out the plastic. I've been acting brand new. Y'all got these.
What is that? What's that?
So, they gonna kill themselves.
So Lotto got a song on the float, and right. In her verse, she says, "Rip me out the plastic. I've been acting brand new." So these fools been putting plastic bags
over their head,
and ripping it.
And suffocating the hell out of themselves.
Somebody is gonna die. Well, I'm sick of y'all.
Somebody is gonna die.
I'm sick of y'all.
It's like the dumbest shit ever, bro.
It's like the what?
Yeah, go ahead.
My name is Peaches, and I'm the best. All the DJs want to feel my breast. Hiccup. No, Mike. You are not SWAT chief. No.
What?
No. You just drunk. He just drunk.
Salt in, pepper, yeah. Lipstick in, lies. Ain't no wrong.
Cap and stick.
Chapstick in, cap.
Chap.
You know, big talk, big gang gave you the nickname.
That ain't my nickname.
You the lies, that's
it. No, not the lies. Every man lies. The Bible says.
Every man, every human being.
Tell
every human being tells.
It was. They was talking trash about me, but let me tell these folks to call in. Mm-hmm. Let me tell these folks to call in so bad. Which one said it? The one that wanted to be a comedian.
Not all of them.
Only two of them. All three of them?
All of them.
No, baby, no.
They're like, oh, we got lipstick in the building.
Oh!
They're like, the lies didn't show up.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, it's a lot of hating going on. But these folks know they like to hate on us, don't they?
Oh, speaking of, we was talking, we want to do a battle of the sexes and karaoke with them.
Oh, a battle of the sexes would be dope. Because we going to win. Because we got the
But we
got
to dress up as characters.
Well, you know how they going
to
go.
I'm only going to dress up as Beyonce only. That's about it.
No, we have to be three of us.
Destiny Child got three people. Yeah. Which one of y'all going to be Michelle?
You gonna put
Swat Chick
in a dress?
Yes.
Yes.
And lipstick. And you ready?
I'm ready.
I mean, what you got to say?
Nothing. Yeah. We gonna do it for your birthday? When we doing the karaoke battle?
I don't know. I'm gonna talk down and see when we get by.
Y'all got me over here scratching my neck like a
crazy. Hey, please.
That's that salt water.
Yeah, that's definitely that.
Fresh.
That's definitely that. And that's gonna be beating a little hot. I was on the back of a motorcycle just going up the street. My whole back was red. It was just like, did I put on
no clothes on?
You know, back in the days, you know, you just little next to nothing.
Oh, back in the days. Well, one
back reason. In the days, you got little next to nothing.
I want that shit.
Well, we ain't gonna see you on the Freak Neat Chronicles then. Mm-hmm. If it that way,
you sure won't.
You never was gonna see me on the Freak Neat Chronicles.
Never gonna see me.
Baby. We
were small. We were small.
But we didn't really do cameras like that, but people was having a little you know, they had to go get the film developed. And
I mean, you know, the real, I'm just saying, like us, real AT-Aliens, though, we weren't impressed like that. You know, yeah. We were going to hang out and have fun, but, you know.
We can turn it back on.
Act like out of town, you know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
Just saying. We did.
Oh, wow, man.
It was our city, so we were like it was our city. We didn't act like the out of towners. No.
You laughing too hard.
Sorry.
You laughing too hard, Mike.
Prenup was fun.
We was watching.
You didn't participate in prenup.
I mean, I was around.
We was watching see all the shit that was going on.
You was reading the book.
I remember
reading. Now, had you went down to Daytona Beach,
y'all was gonna be acting like out of town.
Ain't no videos of that though.
Good for y'all. Mm-hmm. Cause guess what?
What?
I'm round town, rumping with my rounds, booty hole brown.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we gonna catch these folks at the beach or the bay.
Cause y'all know I'm moving to the money mode. So
but let's be clear on the rules for the money.
All
right. Let's be clear on the rules for the money. Because right now, and we're going to have to put this on the site for y'all to see this again. Podbean people, listen up. It's important. All
right, rule number one.
If you want to win the money, go to Lipstick and Lies on Facebook. Lipstick is spelled LIPSTIK. Mm-hmm. Here it is in sign language for my ASL people. Okay, Lipstick and Lies.
Oh, that girl good.
You got to like it on Facebook.
Like and follow.
Like and follow on Facebook and Instagram. Mm-hmm. Okay, two things. Lipstick and Lies, like and follow. Facebook and IG, one. Two, leave a comment for every show. It could just be like
leave a comment where?
On the comment section, on the page, on the Lipstick and Lies page.
On the page.
On the page, on the lives. On the lives. We go live on Wednesday at 9:05, 9:10, 9:15. No later than 9:15. 45:47. Anyway, okay, so and then that was it. Mm-hmm. Like and follow, mm-hmm. Come engage on every live episode.
Every week,
4 weeks, okay. 4 times. Now, the money from last month is gonna roll over because nobody liked the comment. So right now, we got Light Bright over here on Podbean, who's always engaging. She just started though, so she wouldn't qualify. But then we got Tion Calloway, J. Raphael. Mm-hmm. So these three people can win money. Can we count the likes? If somebody liked it on Facebook, maybe they didn't leave a comment. Maybe they sent a like or a heart. I think that would count. Don't you think so, Swatchy?
Well, that's engaging.
That's like engaging.
So,
we'll add that in.
Okay.
So if they liked it over here too, we'll add that in.
Okay.
So, go and follow Lipstick with a K in Lies on Facebook and IG. Engage in live episodes. And y'all can win some money. Well, go then. Bye. Mm-hmm. If you don't love us, then don't talk to us. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and free yourself. Mm-hmm. If you don't want me, then don't talk to me. Mm-hmm. Lipstick with a K. Mm-hmm. Lipstick and Lies.
It's LIPSTIK. No C.
LIPSTIK. I want to say crooked letter so bad. We should just change the name.
She know why I'm looking at her like this. We had this conversation in 2019. We were not really this conversation. In 2019. Ooh, that's good trivia. Ooh.
Maybe we can do that with Big Talk, Big Game. Yeah.
Trivia.
I'm going to call them on the phone. But we going to catch y'all at the beaches or the bank.
The bank.
Because on none moving to the money move.
Thank you guys for tuning in.
Thank you, Mike, for cutting his hair.
That too. So listen. So normally the last Wednesday of every month, yes. We normally do You're on the Spot. Our person this week was sick, so we didn't get a chance to partake. But anyway, it's cool. So if you have something going on, you have a business, you have some event coming up, let us know so we can have you on, you on the spot, and tell people about what you got going on.
Yes, tell the people about what you got going on.
Promote. Support. All right, yeah. So look, again, we'll see y'all at the beaches and the banks, because I'm not moving to the
money. We love y'all. Peace. 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 9 to 5, enter the live studio. 9 to 5, what's up? Thanks for liking the comment. You might get, if you tune in next week at 9:05, you may be entered into winning the money at the end of June. So go like Lipstick, LIPSTIK. On Facebook and IG. Tune in every week for your chance to win
$100,000.
Every Wednesday, you going to give them $100,000?
They're going to be blowing them over. I got some counterfeits. Let me see if I can find
them. Wow, you finna go to prison.
Hey, look. I don't make it. I just found it.
We got 4 likes.
Yeah, so let's put it on there for all the people.
Randy and Shatina.
Well, if he wins, he got to get the money right on back. So we got, who I say over here?